Thank you so much, Carrie. We have a very lively group of musicians in the studio, and our producer, Louise Frank, gave them espresso. So God only knows what's going to happen this afternoon. It is going to be a lot of fun. The Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center will conclude its first ever Chicago-based performance series with a program of romantic French chamber works. The performances are tomorrow night. The theater is closed today. We have a special offer from the Harris Theater for WFMT listeners I want to tell you about. $10 tickets to tomorrow evening's performance. Because of NATO, the theater is closed today. So this is a web-only offer since there'll be nobody home in the box office to take your calls. If you'd like to take advantage of this special $10 ticket offer, and why wouldn't you? Go to harristheaterchicago.org and enter the promo code FMT. Now, in just a few minutes, we are going to hear this terrific work that they'll be performing tomorrow night, the Chanson Concert for Violin, Piano, and String Quartet. It'll be played by pianist Inon Barnatan, violinist Elmar Oliveira, violinist Jessica Lee, violinist Kristen Lee, violist Beth Guterman, and cellist Andreas Brantelid. But we'll have a little overture from Inon Barnatan first. And I'd like to begin by quoting a review from the New York Times from just a few days ago. Anthony Tomasini wrote the following. Each of the pieces on Darkness Visible, a new recording by the brilliant pianist Inon Barnatan, was inspired by a literary work. The thoughtful program is typical for this insightful musician, but Mr. Barnatan's extraordinary playing is what makes the release so rewarding. Well, that must have brightened your day, Inon, when you read that.
It really did. Yes, absolutely.
This is a relatively new release on the Avi label. A lot of it is French. There's Ravel and Debussy on the program. There's also a piece by Thomas Ades, from which the CD takes its title, and a really fascinating arrangement or fantasy on Peter Grimes, the opera by Benjamin Britten that was done by Ronald Stevenson. So how'd you put the CD together?
Well, I wanted to... The idea started with Gaspard de la Nuit, the piece by Ravel, which was based on these very haunting and beautiful poems. And I wanted to put together a program that was based on literary works, but also had that dichotomy between light and dark and exploration of that theme, and also pieces that sounded good together. Let's not forget that. So it took a while to really finalize a program that made sense to me, both thematically but especially musically. So when I did, I felt I needed to put it on record.
And what have you decided to play for us to open this program today?
The opening piece from the CD, the Ondine,
okay,
from Gaspard de la Nuit, which is a piece that tells a story of a mermaid who tries to seduce a mortal man to become her husband, and he eventually refuses, and she dives into the lake, and Ravel really turns the piano into water in this one. So it's one of my favorite piano pieces.
All right. Well, here is Inon Barnatan with this watery musical seduction from Gaspard de la Nuit, Ondine.
Thank you.
Ondine, the water nymph from Gaspard de la Nuit by Maurice Ravel, played by Inon Barnatan live here in the Fay and Daniel Levin Performance Studio on WFMT. That's a track from his new CD. I said Darkness Visible, or is it Darkness Visible? It's spelled like it's French, but it's from a John Dowland piece.
No, it is a strange spelling. It's an old English spelling. It is a Darkness Visible.
Darkness Visible.
Yes, but it's a lot of people actually think it's French, which works very well with the French pieces on the program too. So
exactly. And if you would like more information about pianist Inon Barnatan, including how to get this release on the Avi label, he has a website, inonbarnatan.com, or you can visit his Facebook page as well. There we go. Now, we bring the rest of our players into the picture here. This has been really a great event, a musical event in Chicago this season, the residency of the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center at the Harris Theater. It is ending tomorrow night with this program of great French chamber music. We're about to hear the concert for violin, piano, and string quartet by Ernest Chausson. So pleased to welcome Elmar Oliveira back to the studios.
Thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about this piece from your perspective? There's nothing else quite like it in the chamber repertoire.
Well, there's nothing like it that I can think of. It's the only real concerto for piano, violin, piano, and string quartet. And Chausson was quite a remarkable character, not just as a composer, but as a human being, he might have been really somewhat of a genius in that he was a very good painter, and he was a writer, and also originally his first profession was as a lawyer. He actually went to school to become a lawyer to please his father, who was a very wealthy man in Paris, and felt that, you know, music was probably not the thing for Chausson to do, but Chausson felt differently about that and eventually became a composer, a serious composer. He wrote very little in his lifetime. We know only some wonderful songs, and the most famous piece perhaps of his is the poem for violin and piano or violin or orchestra. And then he wrote some chamber music, which is sometimes played. And this piece is perhaps the other of his best-known works. He first started working with Massenet, with Jules Massenet, and then studied with César Franck, who he really adored. He really thought he was his role model, Franck, and he was stuck somewhere as a composer between Massenet, Franck, and the incredible inventiveness of Debussy.
Now, how did he write for violin? How does this feel in your fingers?
It's very idiomatic for the violin. I'm not sure how idiomatic it is for the piano. However, Inon, you would be best to describe that.
Oh. It's written beautiful. I mean, there are as many notes probably as a Rachmaninoff piano concerto. It's probably the most notes of almost any chamber music, and in fact, the pianist at the premiere refused to play it.
Have made the premiere difficult.
It was difficult.
Was that Auguste Pierret?
I think so. Yeah, it was just too difficult. But it is actually very beautifully written and very. Colorful and wonderful piano writing.
But he did actually premiere the work, yes,
with
of all people, Eugene Isaïe.
Wow.
Playing the violin, and that must have been quite a performance, I imagine.
I imagine so.
And also the part of that premiere was in part the Isaïe Quartet. So I imagine that either the first or second violinist was an addition to what was originally the quartet that Isaïe played in.
Well, it will be one of the pieces on the program tomorrow night. Also, a couple of different pieces, a trio and a sonata by Camille Saint-Saëns on this program. I want to hear it. Let's do it. We've got the Chausson Concert in D major for violin, piano, and string quartet, Opus 21. Inon Barnatan is at the piano. Our violinists are Elmar Oliveira, Jessica Lee, and Kristen Lee. Our violist is Beth Guterman, and the cellist is Andreas Brantelid. Well, I love my job, but today in particular, very special. The Chausson Concerto or Concert for Violin, Piano, and String Quartet, played by pianist Inon Barnatan, violinist Elmar Oliveira, violinist Jessica Lee, violinist Kristen Lee, violist Beth Guterman, and cellist Andreas Brantelid. They're all members of Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center, which is concluding its first ever Chicago-based performance series tomorrow night, a program of romantic French chamber works. This piece will be on that program, along with music by Camille Saint-Saëns. There's a special offer for WFMT listeners, $10 tickets to this concert tomorrow night. Because of NATO, the theater is closed today, so this is a web-only offer. Go to harristheaterchicago.org now and enter the promo code FMT and get a terrific discount for this wonderful concert. Thanks to all of you for joining us today live in the WFMT Faye and Daniel Levin Performance Studio. Thanks also to our audio engineer, Mary Mazurek, to our producer, Louise Frank, and to John Irvin for his assistance turning pages in this concert. So John is not only a singer, but a musician, we can tell. You're listening to 98.7 WFMT Chicago and WFMT.com. I'm George Preston, handing things back now to Carrie Frumkin.